You're listening to Superpower Creatives on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that sparks the superpowers of musicians and artists to ignite change. All the little men,
will they get the chance to come back? Hello, this is David Del Mar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to our episode, A Musically Conscious Being. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives that stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in the world. I'm filled with joy to introduce and welcome our guest for today's show. He's a very talented musician and creator who shows up for life confident, powerfully motivated, and driven to be an outstanding kind of artist that he is today. An artist that his fans and audiences adore, respect, and support so he can continue to thrive with his musical mission and message. Matt Weston was born and raised in a blue-collar family in the middle-class suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. From a young age, he pursued various passions, and after years of searching, Matt found true fulfillment with his acting and singing, dedicating himself to his art, even walking away from a promising career in engineering. Influencers like Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks, all the way to Frank Sinatra, helped Matt find his voice. The thrill of live performance fed his desires, honing his vocal ability in bars and clubs around Pittsburgh for over a decade. His obvious drive and talent quickly won over his family's initial disapproval of his walking away from an engineering career. They became his biggest supporters. Tragically, after a bravely fought battle with leukemia, Matt's father succumbed to complications of chemotherapy in April of 2016. As a true family man, Matt was utterly devastated and struggled day to day with the reality of his father's death. After months of depression, instead of self-destructing, Matt decided to honor his father's memory and legacy by finally pursuing his music career as his father had encouraged. Deciding to make a country record in his father's honor and being introduced by a mutual friend to world-class musician, songwriter, and producer Brian Cole, the stage was set. Brian took on the project as producer, believing in his talent and vision, guiding Matt to make a first-class country record. Brian recruited a longtime friend and mix engineer, Doug Casper, for recording and mixing the record at nearby Tonic Recording Studios. With radio-ready songs, legendary musicians like Mike Brignardello from Big and Rich and Blake Shelton, their bass player, and Steve Henson, the steel guitar player for Dolly Parton and Luke Bryan, and an amazing up-and-coming musician, Adam Ernst, worked with Matt, dedicating an entire year together, making the record he and his father would be proud of. Matt, hello. Thank you so much for being here today, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. And I also want to just say thank you for you staying true to who you really are and not abandoning your dream and your gifts, and instead saying yes to what life really wanted for you. And so that's what this show is all about. And when we celebrate that in the biggest way we know how to. And today we're talking about our show, A Musically Conscious Being, to which Matt most certainly is. In particular, how he finds music increases his inner knowing of himself as an artist and as a person. And what has that awareness provided him that has helped he excel in his craft? So Matt, how we like to start the show is with the same question for each guest, and I mean, it's possibly an obvious one, but here it is. What is your creative superpower?
Well, I probably have a bunch of them, small ones and bigger ones, but yeah. I think you were right. It's pretty obvious that singing seems to be my strongest superpower, I would say. I think I have some songwriting superpowers too that are kind of hidden away a little bit, but they'll become apparent very soon.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the joy of singing and just what that fills the body and the soul with when you're able to do that. And even in front of a live audience who are connecting with you and, you know, loving your singing and the joy to sing anyway, it's just one of the greatest gifts, I believe, that we have been allowed to enjoy as humans walking this this beautiful earth here, for sure. Let me ask you this, Matt. Why do you do what you do with your superpowers?
Well, it took me a while to get here.
Sure.
You know, everybody has a crazy path that their life takes, and mine is no different. Like was mentioned in my bio, I was an engineer, but I was miserable because I was living in a cubicle. You know, I wasn't able to express myself at all. And actually, when I did, I would get in trouble because it was a pretty uptight environment. I was miserable there. And when I ended up losing my job and I decided not to go back, it was a risky decision, but I knew that I had to follow myself, my true, my heart, my soul, and be who I was meant to be, or at least try to be. And so I'm doing this not for fame or for anything like that. I'm doing it because I love it and it fulfills me in a way that nothing else does. And I get to reach other people and touch other people in deep emotional ways that I otherwise wouldn't be able to. So it's a win-win, I think.
Well, and that's well said. And I mean, it definitely sounds like it's a win-win for sure. What was that? What maybe take us in a little bit more with that moment where you knew like this is the moment that I'm making the decision that I'm gonna press forward with my music. What was that experience like for you? What were some of the challenges and some of the victories from that experience for you, Matt?
Well, it was a brave new world for me.
Yeah, man.
You know, I was coming from a very, very dark place that was, honestly, it was dangerous because I was becoming a person that I didn't want to be and not the man that my dad raised me to be. And, you know, losing my dad just put me in this tailspin that I had a hard time getting out of. But one day, and I can't really put my finger on it, I just knew. I describe it as almost a spiritual experience. I just knew in my heart and soul that I had to pursue music and I had to create an album and dedicate it to my father. It was like an epiphany almost.
Yeah.
But also it helped to pull me out of that deep, dark hole that I was in. Creating the album actually helped me to heal and to put a smile back on my face. It gave me something to focus on, except, you know, other than the pain that I was going through. And I turned it into a positive, and now I'm able to help other people with it, with my message. So in the end, you know, life is pretty twisted like that. You know, it's very bittersweet because my father's not here and I can't share it with him. But, you know, his passing is the catalyst for all of this, and it's changing my entire future. So it's a crazy story, but I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be speaking with you and doing what I'm doing. And I know someday I'll see my dad again, but he's proud of me, and I know that.
Well, there's no doubt about that. He is certainly, and it's almost, as I hear you share that, it's almost as if he it's almost as if he knew the big picture, what it already looked like. I'm hearing that he did. And well, it's very, very powerful, very, very amazing stuff. For sure. Well, we're gonna take a quick break because I want to dive in further with you, Matt, with what you're sharing here today, and just, you know, for our listeners, how they might be able to find something that's relatable from your story, what you're sharing, that might be able to help them and in a forward direction and in a stronger way. But before we do jump into a break, let's tell people where they can go to find out more about you.
Well, you can find me at mattweston.com. That's my website. It's MATTWESTIN, mattweston.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and I have a YouTube channel as well. And you can find my music on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and every other online streaming retailer that there is. So anywhere, just Google me, basically, you'll find me.
Absolutely. And so everybody listening, make sure you Google, because you're going to want to be going gaga for Matt, I promise you. Well, we're going to go ahead and move into our break. And when we get back, we're going to just kind of continue along this fun journey with you today.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives, and today we're talking with Matt Weston on our episode, A Musically Conscious Being. So Matt, I'd like to circle back to where we left off there a bit, and you mentioned something about how you are strengthened by what you are realizing now, that music is in fact what you're supposed to be doing, and it's who you are, and you've got a voice that's gifted to be able to communicate through singing and song. Mm-hmm. What is it about the next year of your career that has you really excited moving forward? What are some things that you have that you want to accomplish, or that you know are in the works, or that is a project that you're working on right now that you're excited about, or something that's coming up that you're eager to take part in?
Sure. Wow, there are probably a lot of things that I don't even realize at the moment, but I know some of the things that I'm really looking forward to is to, you know, continue promoting my debut album, Legacy.
Yeah.
And I'm working on getting down to Nashville, probably moving there, hopefully before the end of the year.
Cool.
Because there are some people there that are very important that I've been blessed enough to associate with and work with in creating my album. I want to see them face to face and start to develop more of a relationship with them, and to advance my career even further and get involved in some writing, because I'm beginning to write songs for my second album. So once that's finished, I'll start working on my second album. But this year has been really exciting already. I mean, I've been nominated for awards. I've actually won an award.
Well, congrats, man.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And it was the International Music and Entertainment Association Male Vocalist of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad, man.
I couldn't believe it. It's, I mean,
I can. You're a great singer. You're a great singer. You're welcome.
I think that God has been blessing this project from the very beginning, because it's coming from a very spiritual and heartfelt, deep place in my heart. And I know that I have a lot of great things coming up in store, and I just can't wait to see where it takes me.
Well, I mean, and it's evident from this side, just hearing it, that this is going to be a very illustrious and long career of a lot of very powerful projects, and a lot of amazing things that are going to be contributions to people and society and the music world and the country music world. What is it about connecting with an audience that brings you the thrill that you enjoy so much when you're performing on stage?
It's pretty much instant gratification.
Yes, it is.
Just watching them, because, you know, you put in all this hard work and blood, sweat, and tears into your music. And when you're out there and you get to see people react to it in real time, there's no better feeling, because they're reacting to my heart and to me pouring my heart out. So it's really humbling, to be honest. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a rush. I think it's kind of an adrenaline rush too. And you get addicted to it. So it's one of the greatest feelings that I've ever felt. I love it.
Well, and it's such a thing when you're having that connection with other hearts, with other souls that are there to to share in that container, that in that space, in that energy that that venue or that room has to offer. And it is a powerful thing. What is it about being a musician, the musical side of things, what is it about playing an instrument that brings you the most joy?
Well, there's a few things. It's a release. We all have a lot of things going on in our lives that are stressful. And when I'm focused on the music, it just all seems to fade into the background. So it's almost like therapy sometimes. But it's also fun. And just creating in that sense of accomplishment is a great feeling. I forget who said it. Okay, I read this online, so it might not be true. But I heard Albert Einstein said that one of the keys to a happy life is having a goal. So when you're focused on music and you're working towards a goal with the music, I think a natural joy just comes out of it. At least for me, it does.
Well, I love that. I love what you say there, because I mean, so many people have different ideas about goals and goal setting and what it is and what it isn't and the stigma that comes with it. But I love how you're sharing, because what I'm hearing is that for you, a goal setting process of your creation process makes it something that's enjoyable. Like you mm-hmm. have a destination that you know the journey is gonna be a very enjoyable and fun one, and that when you get to that destination, you settle in to see what, you know, your travels have been about, and then you get ready to go to the next one. And I think that's great to share that. Yeah, very rewarding.
Very rewarding and very fulfilling.
It is fulfilling. What is it about the element of finding something about yourself in the music, as someone who clearly understands that the language of music and that language is meant for the soul, for the inner soul to express itself, that creator in us. How is it that the music increases inner knowing for you as an artist and a person?
Well, I learned a lot about myself in creating my first album. And that was very unexpected. I think it was because I was in such a strange place in my life too, that it helped me to recenter myself and find out, you know, what I'm really made of, in my situation. Because I could have crashed and burned. You know, there were a lot of times in the studio that I was having a hard time, and I was too emotional, or, you know, I hadn't slept the night before, and just, I really had to dig down deep. So I learned a lot about, what I'm made of in the process, but, with music in general, it makes you reflect on what you really think, what you really feel, how you perceive the world. You know, it really makes you step back and take it all in and make sense of it all. So, you're going to learn something about yourself and probably about other people and the world in general through music. I think it's really mind expanding. It's almost like one of those crazy drugs, you know? There's nothing else like it in the world. Music has been around from the beginning of time. And, I think that's for a reason. We all connect to it. It's something that makes us all the same.
Oh, I love that. That's powerful, man. That's something that makes us all the same. That's strong stuff, Mr. Ryder. That's that's quality, man. I'm writing that down and putting a big circle around it. That's just great stuff. It's I'm going to remember that. I know that I want to get to my next sort of point or follow up here. And it's this: with that awareness that it provides you, how has that helped you? How has that helped you excel in your craft? And how does it help you to evolve out loud when you are in the rehearsal hall or you're in your own home working on your stuff? How has it helped you excel in your craft development?
Well, I think the more that you do it, the deeper you go, and
Yeah.
The more light is shed on how expansive your own thoughts and how expansive your own mind and experience is. So, you know, I just feel like the more I do it, the better it's going to get. And the more confident I will get. That that's also a very important part of it. You have to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself when you're creating music, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. You're never gonna get any further than you allow yourself to go. So yeah. I think the more that I work and the more that I experience, the better I will get and the more confident I will get, and hopefully I will just be more and more humbled and more thankful along the way, as good things keep happening, hopefully. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned something great there, and that's gratitude. How has gratitude helped you to persevere past some of those dark places that, that you found yourself in after your dad, moving along? How was that able to help you in those times, in that moment, the gratitude?
That's a great question, because, like I said, I was in a very, very dark and bad place, but gratitude, honestly, now that you mentioned it, is probably a huge part of getting me through it, because knowing that God gave me the ability to sing and put the right people in my life and surrounded me with the right people to make this a possibility and to actually make this happen. I was so thankful for that. Even though I had just lost a huge, huge part of my life and part of who I am in my dad, the gratitude that of just knowing that I was given this gift and able to use it for good keeps driving me forward. I don't want to waste it. I want to use it to be who I'm created to be, and I want to use it to give back. And it really all does stem from a place of gratitude. That's pretty profound. I didn't even really think of it that way until you asked the question. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, brother. You're very welcome. And on that gratitude sort of topic, have you had a story or a time where a fan has either in person or online shared with you something that your music did for them that they were gracious for, that it somehow had a powerful influence in their life that was very meaningful, impactful, and very important for them to enough to reach out and make sure you knew about it?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's a nice mixture of songs on my album. There are some that are more like rock and country songs that have a little more testosterone. And there's some more love song types and more emotional stuff. It's funny how different people have different favorite songs on the album.
Yeah.
That's a great thing, though. There's it not is. Just one. You know, there's 10, and everybody loves one of them for some reason. But I've had people write me, even some of the writers themselves write me and say, wow, you are amazing. You completely captured the essence of this song, or the essence of my life, my experiences, like farm town. This is people
call that's cool.
They're like, or email me and say, this really relates to me. This is how I grew up. This is, you know,
that's awesome.
Or even the one, Don't Feel the Rain. It's about love that is just indescribable. And unless you live to see it, unless you live to feel it, words really don't explain it. And I feel about that way about my father. That's the way he loved his family, you know. And other people have come to me and said, I love this song. I cry every time I hear it. It means so much to me. And there's nothing more rewarding than that. I don't know what else I could say about it. It's just, yes, I've had a lot of great feedback, and it's very humbling.
Yeah, well, you said plenty there, and I mean, you covered a wide array of, mentioning your, the catalog that you have, and the way it's affected people in different ways, and how it has brought to them understanding that they wrote some words down on paper, and through the essence of the energy behind that, you captured it and they kind of experienced something so important in their life in a way that they wouldn't have had you not been able to artistically capture that essence. Yeah. And that is powerful.
It's really incredible because now I get to be part of the soundtrack to other people's lives.
That's another good one. Another good one, man. Writing that down too.
everyone has a soundtrack to their life. You remember parts of your life by what music you listened to at the time, you know. And now I get to be a part of that. And that is another reason why I named my album Legacy, not just because of my father and dedicating it to him, but now this is beginning my legacy. And now I am going to live forever in one way, and so to speak. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm so grateful for music and for the opportunities that I've been granted.
Well, and it's that, the universe knows when the heart is sincere in gratitude, and it clearly knows that you are. And I mean, it's excited. I can feel it's excited to grant you the things of that your heart desires. And I think that's very, very exciting. Absolutely. So for the next album, is there a theme? Is there a direction that you feel that one's going, or is that kind of like you get in the studio and you sort of just while you're there and you get started, it kind of just, puts itself together there and you sort of take it from that point. Where are things with album number two, Matt?
Well, number two, I have a few songs started writing, and they tend to be more about my experiences, whether it be hardships with relationship or working hard and not having much to show for it, struggling. Everybody has money trouble nowadays.
Very relatable stuff.
yeah, just things that are very real, things that really just pour out of me. And I have a few songs that I've started, but we'll see where it goes from there, because, I want to have at least 10 songs on the album. So I'm sure that it will evolve. So we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah, the power of music's motion center and what it wants when it's collectively in the air, and it's like, oh, okay, Matt, Matt's chosen this piece, or we've chosen it, or him. Either way, now we're together, and we will we'll create what's supposed to be created that this world needs to have. And it is an honor to be a part of such a powerful, invisible process, but the one that encapsulates our whole existence. And so, what a joyful place to be coming from. That's for sure, man.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things with artists. You can't really put a formula to it, because then it loses its magic.
It does. So
I'm just going to kind of see where my heart takes me and just follow it. That's one of the greatest pieces of advice I could give to anybody, but especially an artist, is be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself. Absolutely. That's where all the magic lies. Well said, man. Well said. This has been so enjoyable. And, before we close out the show, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Sure. You can find me at mattweston.com. And there are links on there for my Facebook page, my Twitter, my YouTube, as well as where you can find my music at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, or whatever, Rhapsody. There's probably 35 different online retailers, so I'm very easy to find. But the main easiest place to find me is at mattweston.com.
Absolutely, and go check that out, Everybody, and you'll be better off and for it, and certainly in a happy place that you did. And I just want to thank you again for being here, Matt, and co-creating with you today in the space. Has really been a blast, and I just want to also congratulate you for your strength and your power as a gifted artist who perseveres from adversity to become a shining example for those out there. The dreams come through, and in your incredible music and your enduring life for others to see that is a great thing. And it's just a joy knowing that they're out there receiving that and hearing from you, knowing who you are now and hearing your music. So thank you for being that in the world, man. We are all better off for it.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. It's very humbling. I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, brother. You're very, very welcome. And I want to, of course, thank the listeners as well. And until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today. I get up and I show.